We start with President Obama's announcement, expected shortly, of UN Ambassador Susan Rice to be his new national security advisor, replacing Tom Donilon. Yes, that's Susan Rice, who went on Sunday talk shows right after the deadly consulate attack in Benghazi to recite CIA talking points claiming no terrorist militants in the mob, talking points which were immediately questioned and later proven incorrect. The New York Times is calling this appointment a defiant gesture and redemption for Ambassador Rice. Let's bring in Washington's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, NBC's Chuck Todd is saying that the timing is surprising because this is just days before the president is supposed to sit down with China's leaders. What are you hearing about the fact that Rice is being appointed and about the timing of the appointment?
Well, the timing is the only thing about this that is a surprise. We've known for some time that Tom Donilon would step down at some point this year, and ever since she took her name out of the running as a Secretary of State's candidate, it was assumed that Susan Rice would succeed Donilon as National Security Advisor. But as you point out, the timing is certainly interesting. The president is just getting ready for an informal summit meeting this week with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. In fact, Tom Donilon was in China just very recently, kind of doing the groundwork for that visit. Then next weekend, the president has the G8 summit over in Northern Ireland, followed by a quick trip to Berlin. And then he's got a big trip to Africa coming up later this month. Now, Tom Donilon will be around for all of that. He's not actually leaving his post until early July. But it is sort of interesting to announce that the sort of chief White House foreign policy guru is stepping down just as we're coming into several busy foreign policy weeks.
Well, what about the fact that she is being appointed, as you say, maybe not a surprise? CNN's Jake Tapper is saying this is a reward for Susan Rice because she graciously took her name out of consideration for Secretary of State, clearing the way for John Kerry. Others saying that actually she could never have won that nomination because it's one that has to be approved, whereas this one does not have to be approved.
Yeah, this is sort of a consolation prize, and the key is that it does not require Senate confirmation, and so it is the president's prerogative to pick his national security advisor, and some Senate Republicans are not going to like it. They're gunning for Susan Rice, but they won't have much to say about it the way they would have had the president really gone to the mat for her over as Secretary of State.
But,
you know, in terms of this being a defiant move, he could have been more defiant had he gone ahead and nominated her for Secretary of State and had that fight the way he did with Chuck Hagel, who was also unpopular, his nominee for Defense Secretary, who was eventually confirmed.
But how does response matter if it's not an appointment that has to be approved? You have Arizona Republican John McCain tweeting that he disagrees with the appointment, but he'll make every effort to work with Susan Rice. You know, Twitter is ablaze. Others are saying, you lie, screw up, and get a promotion. I mean, how much does it matter that she still has so many critics because of the way Benghazi was handled?
Well, we also had a very gracious statement today by Bob Corker, the head Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who said he had a very good conversation with Ambassador Rice to let her know he looks forward to working with her on shaping important foreign policy and national security issues. I think she'll be able to work with members of the Senate, which is not to say that the questions about Benghazi are going to stop or that the suspicion was going to stop. One thing that you said, she read talking points that were provided by the intelligence community, and now that we know more through the release of emails about the way those talking points were constructed, she was very much sort of a bystander in that process. She was reading from the script that was supplied by others. The emails show virtually no fingerprints by Susan Rice herself in crafting those talking points.
Well, another interesting tweet that we saw, someone said, people shouldn't criticize Susan Rice's promotion if they supported Condoleezza Rice's appointment as George W. Bush's Secretary of State after she was so wrong on WMDs in Iraq as National Security Advisor.
So that's the sort of level-headed discourse we usually get on Twitter.
Scott Horsley, White House correspondent for NPR. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.